This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today. I cannot believe that January is almost over. And what that means is today is a Conversations with Carol show. So I hope that you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to be sharing some of the information that the Celestial Helpers downloaded this morning as far as the energy of 2015 and what we can expect. So I should probably say, hi, this is Medical Intuitive Carol Reiberger, and I'm going to be hosting the show. And besides talking about the energy, I mean, what Conversations with Carol show is, it's really all about no topic. I'm going to share the energy, but this is all about you and I chatting and me sharing my medical intuition skills with you by answering your questions. So if you have a question for me about the energy that we're going through and what the kind of the energetic theme of 2015 is, give me a call if you have something with your health, maybe your life or relationships. Relationships are going to really be front and center in the energy of this year. You can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. and Canadian callers, and also the same number, 877-230-3062. For international callers, just dial your international calling code before 877-230-3062. The energy of 2015 is really all about divine appreciation, and I just put on my website the download that's available for purchase on 2015, the year of divine appreciation. And how you can find out more about this on-demand download is you can just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and go in and click on that slide, the moving slide, the one that says Divine Appreciation. It'll give you information on what you will learn about divine appreciation and how it is going to really be a major influence in how we're going to live this life of in 2015. And the purpose of divine appreciation is to help us live life in an effortless way, minimizing the amount of struggle that we experience and working to eliminate the suffering that we experience. And suffering really is basically staying in a place too long, in a mindset, in an attitude charged with emotions that basically are compromising who you uniquely are. That's really the definition of suffering. The more we suffer, the more we are becoming aware that we are just not being ourselves, and we haven't been ourselves for a long time. The greater the degree of suffering, then the longer we have spent our time and energy really compromising who we are. So in this 90-minute webinar, I'm going to be discussing the energy of 2015. I'll be sharing snippets of it today. And then also really defining what divine appreciation is, because divine appreciation and gratitude are not the same thing. While appreciation and gratitude are used interchangeably, they have much different focus and energy. Divine appreciation or appreciation is a spiritual act, and gratitude is a mental act. So I'm going to be talking about that and then giving you some ideas on how to differentiate the two different processes. I'm also going to share with you how you can learn this form of divine appreciation as using it as a spiritual living foundation that serves as a springboard, inspiring you to look at things in your life that you are grateful for. It's so easy from the mind's perspective to always look at the task at hand, the problems that we're facing, to go into the past and to remind us that, you know, we may not have solved that problem before, so what makes us think we're going to be able to do it now? Divine appreciation changes all that by helping us focus on the best of the best in every situation. You're also going to discover the many gifts that divine appreciation offers, gifts such as learning how to slow down the pace of life so you can actually notice and savor the blessings and the beauty that's found in the ordinary. You'll be learning how to practice divine appreciation so it can shift your mind from the past Anne from worrying about the future to being in the present moment, and discover how being in the moment makes it possible for you to see the sacredness and also the extraordinary energy and opportunity in all of our experiences, no matter how difficult or challenging the mind believes that they're going to be. So if you want to learn more about Divine Appreciation, and again, the download, it has a description of what you're going to learn. The download is 90 minutes. You just download it to your iPad, iPhone, computer, anything, any smart device that takes an MP3, and then you can use this as a foundational point throughout the year when you find yourself running into something. You can go back and listen to this webinar, excuse me, and listen to some of the things that you can do that are so simple that can literally shift you from the OMG, don't know what I'm going to do, to OMG, look at the opportunity that's hidden within this experience. So again, www.ritberger, RITBERGER.com. Just click on the slide, Divine Appreciation, at the top of the home page. Also, I'm getting right down to the last week. In fact, when it comes Saturday, I'm going to actually be doing the drawing for my January free giveaway promotion, which is a chance to win an hour free reading with me. So if you'd like to enter to win a free reading and you haven't, then again, when you're on my website at www.ritberger.com, then you can click on a pop-up if it comes up, or you can go to the header on the homepage and click on enter to win. Just enter your email address and then you're automatically put into the drawing. I'm actually going to be choosing the winner's name for the free reading on January 31st, and the person will be notified by email. Energy. I always go to the celestial helpers, and I always ask them, not only before I do a show, the Conversations with Carol show, to give me an insight as to what we are experiencing energetically right now. I did the same thing this morning. And what they felt was important for was for me to share what this energy is about and the theme for 2015. It's like they said, we'd like to give a big picture of what's going to be happening versus going right down into the nitty-gritty month-to-month situation that we're going to experience through the different energetics. So here's what they wanted me to share with you. The energy of 2015 is all about action. Its energy is really fiery, and that means that it's going to continually encourage us to move forward in manifesting our desires, our dreams, and our soul's purpose. The fieriness of the energy of 2015 is going to inspire us to use that inner strength that we have, the stamina, determination, the fortitude that we know we have, even when the going gets tough, to be steadfast and clear in the purpose that we choose to manifest, and then to be able to use the willpower and to use intention as the agents of change so we can literally move forward in an effortless way. Now, what they wanted me to share is when they say move forward in an effortless way, that doesn't mean that we have to kick back, sit in a chair, and wait for it to happen. What that effortless means is that we need to take action. We need to be steadfast, meaning determined and steady in that forward movement. But if we do it from our soul heart and in alignment with our soul's purpose, then what we manifest will seem effortless. The law of magnetic attraction will just attract the opportunities, the people, the experiences, situations for us to be able to recognize that we're on our path and to recognize that we don't have to do this alone. However, when they said, when it comes in to use the willpower and to get this clarity, is it means that we'll have others that will join us on our journey and our sacred agreements with them. But it's important for us to remain clear on what our dreams and desires and soul purpose is. And if we stay in clarity, our own clarity, then what we will do is those who are with us on our path will be the agents of change. Again, another form of magnetic attraction to increase tenfold the opportunities that come to us because of the clarity. We're not going to waver and find ourselves spinning or lost. If we do, all that means is that we've just basically gone into the mind's perspective of what's happening, which is always going to look at what didn't happen rather than seeing it through the eyes of our soul. The year is all about clarity on which decisions to make easier. That's really building off of the energy in the last few months of 2014, when the contrast was so extreme, it was so blatantly obvious to us what was working and what wasn't working. And so 2015, in this clarity, we're going to find ourselves in situations that are going to be uncomfortable, that are going to feel like compromise. And when we do, the best thing to do is to take a deep breath. Don't wait and see. That wait and see can very humanly be procrastination. If you're procrastinating about moving forward, that means that you don't have enough information, or the soul is saying to you, if you move forward in the direction that you're planning on, then what you're going to do is just repeat old patterns of emotions and the mental limitations, and then you're going to find yourself very frustrated that you haven't moved forward. So the energy of 2015 is all about the clarity. It's about the movement. It's about the action. And as a result, because of the fieriness of the energy this year and the action charged to it, is we're going actually to find ourselves less inclined to procrastinate. Why? Because we're going to seek the information that we're looking for. We're going to go within ourselves and tap into that inner wisdom, using that intuition, the clarity of the soul that sees everything so differently, to be able to help us move forward. So one of the things, and the difference between procrastinating and not moving forward, is that you will find as you move through the year that you're not going to rush into decisions until you get clarity. You're going to procrastinate less than you have before on decisions that in fact just aren't in alignment with who you are. This is really the year of the sacred warrior. And the sacred warrior means that coming forward, again, in that forward movement, that warrior energy, but using that sacred part of who you are to be able to move you forward in a way that you will be able to be steadfast, to be determined, to be heads down, persevere, but you will not be driven by the mind. You will be actually driven by your soul heart. There's primarily two emotions that we're going to be working on releasing this year. And those two emotions are guilt and shame. And the reason for that is that those are not sacred emotions, meaning that you are not born guilty, nor is your soul ashamed of anything that you do or who you are. These are literally the results of the conditioning. When we are, people's comments are really about that we don't know who we are. We're not doing what they want us to do. So as a result, we get guilted into doing things that we don't want to do. Therefore, we procrastinate in doing them. This shame aspect is that when we feel guilty about what we're doing, so for example, you're 3 years old and you're playing with your toy, and a sibling comes in and wants that toy, and you don't want to give it up. You're right in the mix of playing with it. You're having a great time, and then you don't want to give it up. So the sibling takes it away. You are aggressively, like a warrior, getting it back. But what occurs in that situation is that the comments are made like, well, it would be really nice if you would share. There's that guilt. And then if we say, no, we don't want to, then it's like, well, shame on you. This is part of what you do. Share. Give that toy away. And because of the guilt and because we've been gifted with that shame, what do? We give the toy up. We give away a part of ourselves, the joy that we experience, because that's what we do to be behaviorally compliant and to be able to experience that security of love and feeling like we belong. And this happens at a very early age. It can, with siblings, it can happen as young as really in our first 3 months. And what we do is, over the course of our life, those two emotions really drive our behavior in an unnatural way, to the point where we're really not being who we really are. We're being who we think we should be. That's the mental. But we're really not being who we are. So the energy of 2015 and the sacred warrior is when you're confronted with obligation, feeling obligated to do something, I can say to you very clearly that the obligation to do something is being driven by guilt. If you want to do something, even though the task may not be pleasant, but you make the choice to engage in the experience and to do the task and to follow the sense of responsibility you have around it, then you're in control. Now you're doing it for your reasons and not others. Guilt is a method, an emotion, to get us to do what other people want us to do. And as a result, we live our life charged with a lot of guilt, and we ultimately find ourselves feeling ashamed of who we are. In my world as a medical intuitive, we hold shame in three different places: the gallbladder, in the left kidney, and then also as females in the uterus and males in the prostate. And so if you find yourself having issues or discomfort or anything in those areas, of course, you know, physically your mind's going to go, oh my gosh, something's wrong, go to the doctor. Nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to want to get to the real root of what is causing these different areas of your body to experience discomfort, and again, the gallbladder, in the left kidney, and in the uterus or the prostate, you're going to very clearly, again, this isn't a guessing game, very clearly those specific areas are going to be bringing forward the awareness that you have shame that is being self-directed, that is basically minimizing your power, your courage, your strength to move forward in a way that you're just honestly not going to fit. And the soul isn't about, if I sit down and when I'm doing my readings and I ask the soul, you know, am I supposed to encourage this person to fit into reality? Once it gets through laughing and giggling and carrying on, and all the celestial helpers are laughing and giggling and carrying on about all this shame, what is shame? Who should feel shame? What is going on? And all of this, the soul looks at me and basically says, I'm sorry, shame does not compute. All the soul sees is an experience. It's the emotional patterns associated with the experiences that have caused us to minimize who we are. Therefore, we feel guilty for being different, and we're ashamed of the fact that we can't fit in. So the energy of 2015 is all about releasing those two emotions. But releasing doesn't mean just waiting until they get there and then just going, be gone. What that really the energy is saying is acknowledge guilt, acknowledge shame, and then go in and see it from that soul's perspective. It is merely an experience for you to change how you're going to respond and react to the situation. Free will. Divine appreciation lets you instantly see the best of the best, not the lesson, but the best of the best in the situation, so you can be clear to make a decision that is in alignment with your soul's purpose in a warrior way where you feel good. And warrior doesn't mean having to be belligerent and having to be overtly aggressive or anything. It's just being true to yourself. So those are the two energies and two emotions that we're going to be working on, that's going to come up over and over again. And it doesn't come over and over again because we don't get it. It's just, if you look at your age, and then you will see that you have a lot of minutiae. You have huge mountains of guilt, huge mountains of shame, and it would be absolutely wonderful to think that we could change and be gone with all that. From the soul, we can, because it doesn't exist, but from the mind, it tends to like to hang on to both of those emotions to be able to minimize us, to keep us safe, but to also keep us from repeating those same old patterns, so it takes away the risk to do something different. All right, so I'm going to continue to talk more about the energy when I get in the second segment, but I'd like to go into Andy from Ohio. Hi there. Hi, Andy.
Hi, it's Candy with a C.
Oh, Candy. Well, thank you very much, Candy. My apologies for that. How can I help you?
Well, I almost don't know where to start because you've just, it feels like you've been speaking exactly to me. I feel like definitely I have had a lifetime of guilt and shame. I can think of just numerous occasions where that has built up. And so, therefore, I feel like because I'm that huge procrastinator, I feel like, yes, I am not aligned in almost any of my decisions, and I don't know where to go. And I think that it is bogging me down, and I feel extremely lethargic. Mm-hmm. I have no energy. I can't think straight. And just since 2015 especially, I can't even remember to put a sandwich in my daughter's lunch, which it just distresses me to no end. And I just find myself wanting to sleep constantly. I've cut my work schedule way back, and I just don't even know where to go. I don't know what 2015 has in store for me.
Right. Okay, so let me go in, and Barb, my producer, added a C to your name, by the way, sweetie. But you know that Freudian Andy that was there? I want to talk to that, because that is your masculine warrior. That is your sacred warrior. One of the things that you feel to me, sweetie, is that you do have a warrior in you. You'd feel to me like you flow masculine energy. What that means is the pattern that I pick up energetically is that you take the time to think things through before you act on things. You logically move forward based on your decisions and support those decisions emotionally. So that masculine energy is really such that it's like, okay, do, but don't just do the way that it's always been. Look for something different. Be different. Is that true?
Yes, I would say that's definitely true, and I think that's what's frustrating me is I'm not finding anything now. I'm kind of looking, and I feel like I'm not happy with the way, like, my professional life for sure is going.
Correct.
And I want to take action, but I don't really know where to go with it.
Well, exactly. And so let's twist that energy and look at it from the perspective of your soul as it's sitting across from me as I'm doing this. And the soul talks to us kind of in images and phonics cards and says, Carol, say this and say this and say this. So you hit the nail on the head when you said you don't know what you want to do professionally. What I encourage you to do is to use that masculine energy of your thinking neurology that allows you to identify a problem. The issue is that you've got so many different areas that are overlapping in that unhappiness that your emotions are running amok, very honestly. And as a result, you're being buried in the minutiae of emotions. You're not feeling good about who you are. You're not feeling like you're moving forward. You're not really using your neurology. You're not in alignment with your soul. See how many problems can build off of that?
Right.
So in your life right now, to simplify it back down, the most important thing at this time is to get you in your body so your mind isn't out doing this kind of checking everything out, trying to figure out what the problem is. Let's get you in your body. And as simple as it sounds, get every day, wake up with the intention that you are going to do your morning chores the way that needs to be, that is habitual, that's comfortable, and that your primary objective is to remember to put the sandwich in your child's lunchbox. Now, that sounds it's kind of silly, honestly, but it's raining back that mental kind of avalanche that's going on. It's raining it back in, and it's aligning you with what truly brings you personal satisfaction, and that is your child. That is the part you can see yourself in the child. You can see the playfulness in the child. You can see the struggles in your child. You want to be of service to help the child in the process. You help yourself. Get back to the basics, sweetie. In that connection with your child, you connect with your inner child. Now, the next step, and it has to be a step process because the year of action isn't about jumping out of a plane without a parachute. Professionally, look at what you enjoy doing. I didn't say what you're good at. I don't want your mind in there. What do you enjoy doing about your profession? Make a list. Then ask yourself, what do you really love doing in your professional life? Make a list of that. Now we can go back, and then we can say, what are you good at? It's the energy now is saying, don't do what you think you should. Do what your heart, your soul heart, not the human heart that's really conditioned to please other people, very honestly. Look at your soul heart through the eyes of a child and the eyes of your child. Your child has a wonderful sense of wonderment. I mean, when I look at your child, the eyes are just big and beautiful, and there's depth to it. And when you look in the eyes of your child, oh my gosh, I can see the soul just right there on the surface, wanting to play, wanting to be involved, wanting to learn. And that's you. So in looking at it professionally, go in and again, what do you enjoy? What do you really love doing? Then what are you good at? And honey, you're in the right profession. You just need to shift the perception of it so you aren't feeling like you're jumping through everybody else's hoops. Then you're going to get the clarity of the next step of what to do professionally. Right now, you're a hamster on a treadmill. Very honestly, you're burned out. You're burned out doing things the way that you've been doing it. The desire to sleep, and by the way, you are not depressed. I would tell you very honestly if you are. You are not depressed. You are merely a hamster on a wheel that wants to get off and not sure how. That's it.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's exactly
and
how I feel.
Exactly. So the mental fatigue is your mind is, as the Tibetans say, that you're experiencing the monkey mind. It's spinning, spinning, spinning. When we go in and we can take the spinning and focus it on something important to us, because I could feel you energetically. The thing that frustrates you the most is the fact that you can't even take care of your everyday chores.
Right.
Get to those. Go back to them. I don't care if they're habitual. I don't even care if you don't want to do them. Just do them. If you feel guilty doing them or you feel that they're obligatory, you're going to sense that immediately. Ask yourself, am I doing this because I feel guilty to do this? Or is this something I want to do because it's part of my responsibility? Changes the entire nature.
Okay.
That's it, sweet. It's that simple. You don't need to go on meds. You don't need to change everything. You just need to get back to you. You need to get back to the fact you make decisions logically. That requires deeper thinking. You have to be able to go from point A to point B and see it done. And professionally, you can't see it done because it's changed. Your professional,
yes.
your way of earning money has changed. It's no longer, you no longer want a job. You want to be of service and a career. Big difference.
Yes, exactly.
And it's honestly, sweetie, I could go in and I could, you know, I'm running your energy. I'm doing a lot of things. You're not in trouble, honey. You're just mentally overloaded. That's it. Seriously.
Okay. I think
so
I can work.
You can work with that. Absolutely you can. You know, your soul's up there giving me high fives everywhere. It's like, woohoo, we're on the right path now. And when you find yourself getting in the situation and you find yourself not wanting to get out of bed or you want to take a nap, honey. The soul sometimes, and most of the time, honestly, solves our problems when we're asleep or when we're daydreaming or when we're not consumed with a problem. So that's it. Very simple.
That's
very
great,
enjoyable.
Carol.
You are most welcome. My pleasure, my love. All right, what I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back. I've got a couple of other callers. And it is a Conversation with Carol show, so come right back. I'm going to take those calls.
would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, the topic of today's show is the conversations with Carol, and that means I'm taking calls. So again, this is what it's all about. I've been sharing energy on information that the Celestial Helpers downloaded this morning on the energy of 2015. They decided not to take it on a month-to-month basis. They said, let's just give a general flavor of the entire year. The year is action. The year is the sacred warrior. Warrior means moving forward, taking action. It's that fiery part of you. That's that steadfastness, that empowered feeling that you have within yourself. And it really is about moving forward. But it isn't about moving forward the way that you always have and repeating old patterns. It's about moving forward in your authentic self in a way that you actually are going to manifest your soul's desires. You are all the time, but most of the time, honestly, we aren't even aware of our soul as finding our soul in our experiences because they seem to be so charged with negativity as far as emotions or struggle and everything. And all the soul is doing is it's very, very loudly saying to us, this is just an experience. It's just an experience. What do you want to do with the experience? Let go of the emotions. Let go of guilt. Let go of shame. What do you want to do with this? That's the energy of 2015. Also, a quick reminder, if you're not in my database, then you might want to sign up and get in that database because I'm going to be offering all kinds of new webinars and new events. I'm going to actually start some online training this year that I've been in the process of putting together. I have my monthly Enter to Win drawings. There's free downloads. There's downloads available. Just a lot of information that I am bringing onto my website so I can offer you the opportunity to learn more about you as a soul. That's one of the things that the Celestial Helpers kept saying to me that I am supposed to do. And they say not supposed to do, but I love doing. They say, remind me, I love doing this. Is my goal this year is to help people connect with their soul in a way that it becomes very real in your mind. So then your mind doesn't go in and go, who are you? And then to be able how to tap into the energy and the wisdom and the clarity and the joy and the bliss and the peacefulness and all of the things that's offered, the serenity that's offered by the soul so you can live your life 2015 and beyond in a way that you're in alignment with who you are. So I'm going to be offering a lot of different events that are going to really be soul focused so we can reprogram the mind from old past to connecting with your soul to get a fresh perspective of everything that's happening. So again, just go to my website, www.reitberger.com. On the homepage in the lower left-hand side is Contact Carol. Just enter the information there or enter my free promotions, my Enter to Win, because your email address immediately puts you in the database. So again, please go on and join me and get on that list, and then you'll be notified of all the exciting things that I've got happening and sharing in 2015 that is being led not only by my soul's desire to be of service, but with the help of the celestial helpers. All right, what I'd like to do is let's go ahead, because it is a Conversations with Carol show. Let's jump in. And hi, Chris, how can I help you, sweetie? Hi, Chris.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure, honey. How can I help you?
I'm calling about my son. He's a year old, and he is having some trouble with food, like swallowing and eating.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, the doctor's like, oh, just do some stimulation in the mouth. And, you know, I was just with another baby who's about the same age, and he can just hold a cracker and chew and be fine, and I'm, like, almost mincing everything for him, and
correct.
I'm just wondering. I'm nervous, and then I just had to stop nursing him finally because. Oh, you saying hi, Carol?
He wants to talk to me. It's like, hi, honey. I just want to talk to you too. Sorry, Chris, you're out of the picture, sweetie. Hi, darling. What do you have to say to this world, you precious little bean?
He was just grabbing the phone.
He wants to talk to me. I want to talk to him. Okay, honey, we're back to the other part of it. All right.
Yeah, and I just like had to stop nursing because he's never really had a good latch, and now I'm just like, my nipples are just tore up from him.
Exactly.
And, yeah. And I've heard you talk about allergies too. So the second part is, I'm having trouble. He wants to eat all the time.
Yes.
And he's like all about cheese and dairy and yogurt. And I'm wondering, I don't know, like I've heard that sometimes if that's all they want, they could have allergies. He's talking
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, so let me go in. And when the doctor said just stimulate the mouth, what the doctor is basically saying to you is by doing that, it's going to stimulate the esophagus to open up to be able to move the food quickly and effortlessly from the mouth into the stomach.
Okay.
And so that's what the doctor is doing. That's how that esophagus gets triggered into action. As humans, when adults, when we chew and chew and chew and chew, it stimulates saliva that actually is the moisture to help move it down. And then it goes in and it says to the esophagus, okay, we're coming. Come on, open up and do it. One of the things with him is that the sucking part, I don't think that he really, the latching on, so I don't mean to split hairs, but it feels like he has muscle strength enough to be able to form the mouth in a way that it can latch onto the nipple. But
okay.
What it feels like is happening is that when he starts drawing the milk forward, the milk and the esophagus isn't opening up as quickly as it needs to, and it feels like it's almost backing up in his mouth, and it's kind of gagging him, so he feels like he's sucking, releasing, but it doesn't feel like he's getting enough suction that would be able to take that breast milk all the way down into the esophagus itself.
Okay, I also hear a bunch of gurgling when he's doing
it,
and air. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so what that's saying is that his esophagus isn't being stimulated the way that it needs to, that it's getting the food down. Part of the mincing is so the esophagus doesn't have to work as hard. It's a muscle squeezing it down to get it into the esophageal sphincter and to get it down into the stomach. So in that particular case, what by the mincing it is you're just actually helping him to be able to get it there. One of the things that I would encourage you to ask the doctor about, the pediatrician about, is it possible that he has a hiatal hernia? Now, I don't use that lightly, and I don't use it to intend to frighten you.
No, hiatal hernia is
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the hiatal hernia can take care of itself, especially in the young, as a young child. But what it feels like is it feels like the esophagus is working to get it down to the esophageal sphincter, but it isn't getting it through as quickly as it needs to. And it feels like there may be a laziness in that sphincter to open up. That may possibly be because he's trying so hard and the sucking so hard to get the food in. He just may have a slight little bubble, and that's what it feels like to me. It doesn't, I was hesitant to use hiatal hernia because it's like, oh my gosh, that could be a big balloon. It doesn't feel like that, sweetie. It just feels like he's working very, very hard to get it into his stomach.
Yes, I had talked to the doctor about it, and he said they don't really do anything until a year.
Correct.
And he's actually gotten better. He used to cry when he was eating and spit up a lot, and he's doing it a lot less. So I just assumed it was fixing itself, that he had
It said. Is. It is. And, and again, my importance to say that to you in the way that I can see it as I touch his energy, because he's very open, is that it's just like a little bump. It isn't big. It's not laying on the esophagus like it's a paraesophageal hernia. So it's just some, and it's also not truly uncommon for children to develop this, even with the breastfeeding. It's trying to get, you know, they just kind of work overtime. That's the best way. So that should continue to improve itself. And in that process, then you'll start to see that you won't need to mince things as much. And then the esophagus itself will learn, as the mouth is being stimulated by the food going in, then what it's going to do is everything's going to start connecting the dots and working the way that it's designed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A lot. Because the doctor was like, no, he's gaining weight. He's fine.
Yes, he is.
I don't know. I was like, does he need surgery? He's like, calm down.
No, absolutely not. Now, the other thing is that one of the reasons that he's craving cheese and he's craving dairy and some of the other things that are high in fat, because that's what he's craving. He's craving fat. He's a crystal indigo child. These children, their body, it takes their body a while to learn how to absorb and utilize fat. And the diet, especially with the breast milk, they're not getting a lot of the fat that these little indigos need in order to be able to give their body the healthy fat that it needs in order to function, and also the cholesterol that's needed to be able to build the body up. I mean, the body is basically cholesterol. The brain is about 95% cholesterol. So what he's doing is he's trying to get the fat that he needs by asking for things that tend to have a high fat content, and that works for him. So what I went in, when you said about allergies, and when I went in and touched him, he does not appear at this time to me to have allergies.
Yeah, I didn't think so, because he's not, his stools weren't different, he didn't whatever.
Exactly.
He just wanted.
Exactly. Exactly. And one of the reasons that he's hungry all the time isn't because he's having a malabsorption problem. It's just that he needs more fat, and the cholesterol that comes from it. I've worked with crystal indigos that are 5 and 6 years old, and honey, they'd sit down if their mother had let them and eat a whole stick of butter. And the mother basically is like, oh my gosh, my kid's going to get hardening of the arteries, Carol. It's like, no, they're craving fat. And so what you can do, if it's a concern to you, because you feel like you're really health conscious, if it's a concern to you, then if he wants cheese, then give him cheese in little tiny segments. Maybe it ends up being a slice of cheese a day, but give it to him to where he can really his body can utilize the vitamins and minerals that's associated with cheese, the vitamin A, the magnesium, a lot of the good healthy vitamins. Plus, it gives him the fat to where it teaches his body, like it's programming it, to be able to work with fat. That's tied to gallbladder and liver and digestion.
Wow.
So you can actually go in and, again, just give him little pieces of it, and then he'll utilize it. It trains his body how to utilize it. But by nature, their body, they're very, very refined, improved healing machines. But there are certain things that are very predictable about the indigos, and specifically about the crystal indigo. They need fat.
Wow.
They need protein. And they need to have the carbohydrate or the cholesterol that's associated with that, because if the body did not have cholesterol, we would just be a limp blob. If the brain didn't have the cholesterol as it's developing, and that's not going overboard, but in developing, then the brain itself will pull up cholesterol. It actually makes more cholesterol in the body to give the brain what it needs as it's growing. Your child is extremely bright. All you have to do, the best thing that you can do to keep his brain stimulated and really engaged, he's extremely visual. And in that particular thing, give him the books. Let him look at it. Talk to him. Talk to him. Hi, sweetie pies.
He just hit his nose.
Yeah. What are you doing, opening up that sixth chakra? That's not the way to that. Hey, how are you, sweetheart?
Okay.
So in this particular case, stimulate that brain activity. He's making new brain cells all the time. Bring in that clairvoyance, that visual. Talk to him so he can put words with the images. He's a very, very fast learner. My sense is that if he does, for any reason, develop any allergies, he won't most likely will not develop any food sensitivities. I want to be clear on that. Until he's between probably 4 and 7 years old. Then you may start to see that you're going to have to work a little bit with diet. It's not the rest of his life. But again, it's just the stages that his body's going to go to the next level.
Wow. Okay. You are good, Carol. Thank you. Because I was going to ask you about malabsorption, and you said it first.
Oh, honey, you're good, and he's good. You're just both talking to me, and he's talking to me. It's like, so what do you want to do to Carol? Do you want to just go hang? We want to play today. Let's go outside and just stare at the sun, Carol. I mean, this child is so engaged. Listen, he says, yes, sirree, Carol. Very, very engaged in life and sees a lot of things. He's got a great connection with angels. When he's talking, you could basically say to him, are you talking to angels? Boom, his eyes will get really big. He'll smile and goes like, oh, yeah, I sure am.
So smiling. Very verbal.
Very verbal. He has a lot to say.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Oh, truly, truly my pleasure. Okay, what I want to do is I have about 5 more minutes, it looks like, maybe 7. But I want to try to get Kathy on. Hi, sweetie from Colorado. How can I help you?
Good morning, and thank you so much for taking my call, Carol.
My pleasure.
I had to smile and giggle at your intro because everything so far in January is happening so fast and furiously for me. I feel like my soul is just telling me, get with the program. And I've
join the crowd,
this,
darling.
I've had this, I mean, it really, it's extraordinarily different from December into January. And I'm celebrating that. And what I'm finding is my little cushion of weight that I've been hiding away from the world. Its time has come.
Exactly.
And,
to be gone.
Yes. And I would love any input you have around that, because I have every plethora imaginable book about how to.
Right.
And I'm also embracing the fact that the power of what I believe is what's going to make the difference, rather than non-gluten, non-meat, non-whatever.
Exactly.
And I just would love so much your input, because it's so time to go.
Well, it is, and that's what your soul is basically encouraging you to do. Sweetie, look at your last 3 years, and look at what you've been getting rid of, and look at how much protection you've been in, really protecting the fact that you're highly developed in your intuition, you're highly empathic, you have a tremendous sense, you connect with the energy and people emotionally, empathically, you use emotions to connect with them, and then you go in and using those emotions, figure out from the soul's perspective how to be of service. Colette Baron-Reed has a wonderful book called Losing Weight. Colette, please bear with me, my love. I may massacre this because I'm doing it out of a right-left brain. How to lose weight for people who feel too much. Go to Colette Baron-Reed. She's got different insights. I would encourage you to buy the book. The problem with the weight is you have just been in protection. rightfully so, with everything that you've been doing. Don't judge yourself. Don't feel guilty. Don't be ashamed. The fact that you've got this little cushion, that you've got all this, it basically was a form of your body mind reading that you are going to need to protect yourself so you are not as vulnerable. That's what it is.
And Carol, thank you for confirming that. And the thing that's got me, the thing that's got me excited and also a little scared, I'm being honest.
Yes, please.
I feel as though this is intensifying even more.
Oh, yes.
And I'm trying to understand I understand the gift in this because this is so true in my life. It has been since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been stuffing it and stuffing it and stuffing it. And I've been around a lot of loss in my life, and I have a different feel about loss in my life now. And I went through a hospice experience with my mother. I'm writing a memoir about that. I want to help other caregivers realize this can be an absolutely beautiful and extraordinarily high growth period for you. And yet I'm afraid to step forward because I know I'm going to open up even more. And those emotions, that raw energy of those experiences can be tough sometimes to not take
on. Absolutely. Because what you're doing, sweetie, is you're going to be shedding your weight. You're shedding an old persona, an old perception of who you are. And there's always an element in the mind's mind that you're not going to find yourself. You're not going to be yourself. So your mind is causing you to hang on to those old perceptions, even though they don't exist.
Yes, they're not
your
even real, but they're real.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
They are real, honey, and they're charged with a lot of emotion. Acknowledge that. You can't sweep them under the rug. So one of the things, sweetie, that if your soul is saying to me that would be of benefit is that you don't know what to call yourself. In the work that you do, the ancients, if I go back into the mystery school with you, working with the mystery school, you are a soul walker. A soul walker is a soul who incarnates at the time of change when the death of the old is giving way to the birth of the new. A soul walker will be involved with souls who have done their work on this earth plane, and you create the sacred space for them to be able to connect with their soul in a way that they can see the other side, that they're not afraid of the other side, that they're moving forward into this transition back into light. In doing that, you can help counsel the family members in the fact of the grace of the transition, what takes place, how it works. It's not grieving. You're not about grieving. You're about creating sacred space for the soul that's transitioning to be one that's full and rich and optimistic and opportunistic in the opportunities. You're going to teach about the bardo, the 3 days. When someone stops talking, they don't need to collect memories. That doesn't mean go away from them. They want you there. They want to feel your energy. They're aware of it. They love the energy. They're looking at you from a soul's perspective. They see the beauty of who you are, the best of who you are. They remember the stories that you had with someone, and that prepares the person, and then it prepares the other person that transition is coming quickly. And here's what you can do to support you and support them in the process. You actually were called a soul walker.
Carol, my body is totally lit up right now.
And that's all you needed, sweetie.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot of, a medium is a form of soul walker that connects once a soul's transitioned. You're on this side, darling. You're not on the other side. You could do mediumship. You're so highly developed in your intuition, Kathy. You can take this anywhere you want, sweetie. No limitations. But the real gift of who you are in this evolution of who you are is to be of service as you're writing in your memoirs, and then taking this and take it to palliative medicine, take it to hospitals, take it in and teach, work with, you know, that process of crossing over, work with your guides. They will give you the words. They will tell you where to take this. You have the ability. You are to work with this ultimately at a group situation. You may start one-to-one.
Okay.
As you did with your mother. But you will be a teacher of soul walking. You will call other soul walkers that are trying to figure out who they are, what they do. You will become their teacher, my love. This is an exquisite, expansive journey of who you are. Your weight will just immediately start to drop. You won't even have to do anything, honestly.
You obviously know how much I needed this today, and I thank you so much. As I shared with you, I know when people are getting ready to go, and
yes,
I'll
you do.
Sense things, and it happens within 2 or 3 days, if
it
not
does.
The same day. And
that's the Bardo.
Yes, that's what's been frightening
to me. So excuse me, my love. I hate to do this. Barb, just tell me, I love you. Go for it, Kathy.
Okay.
All of you.
Thank you.
Sarah. You are welcome. I love all of you. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love, and have a super week.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com. That's www.rideberger.com. See you soon.